Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adesk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Tuesday, May 26, 2015. Good afternoon, Al.
Oh, Melody.
What a wicked day in the markets, particularly the gold market today. And, yeah, it's always funny. You can always blame Greece. You know what? Let's always blame Greece for all the problems, don't you think?
What about it's still only? Where are we?
Well,
4 months since winter, we could blame the cold weather in winter.
Well, this time it's the worries about Greece, who might miss an IMF payment on June 5th if it fails to receive the bailout funds from creditors demanding it make new reforms to its economy. And, of course, talks are to reach a deal resumed today after the weekend break, but it's still unclear whether an agreement can be reached. And you know, it's funny, it talks about investors dealing with this financial trouble for years now. However, the country is precariously close to the edge this time. This time, it owes $6.7 billion.
They're already bankrupt.
Let me finish. It owes $6.7 billion in euros this month to investors in the IMF and does not have the cash to pay for it. Surprise, surprise. The funniest thing about this report is, and that, to me, this is the funniest news of the day. Investors are so concerned about the Greek debt, you know, that everything went down, but Greek stocks overnight rose 1.1%. So even the DAX fell, Germany's index fell 1.6%, France's CAC, they fell 0.7%. The FTSE 100 lost 1.2%. So, but hey, Greece, their stocks rose 1.1%.
That just goes to show you that the Greeks know how to roll with the punches.
Yes,
they're a little more relaxed about this financial stuff than the people in these other markets. These other markets think you have to pay your bills. See, that makes people tense and stressed out. The rest of the Greeks, forget the bills. You know, lighten up.
Go buy some stocks.
Exactly.
Go buy some stocks. But you know, the government bonds, though, that their yields went higher. Their 10-year, it rose to 11.68%. So, but it was 11.26. Wasn't that bad?
Just last week or 10 days ago, Greece was required to pay $750 million euros back to the IMF. and it couldn't. So the IMF loaned Greece another 750 million euros so Greece could pretend to pay the 750 million euros that it couldn't pay to the IMF. Which is to say, Greece was bankrupt. If there was any question about it, there was an article that talked about it, and they say, well, the Greeks managed to avoid default. No, they didn't. They defaulted. The one who avoided the default was the International Monetary Fund. They gave Greece an extra 750 so Greece could hand it back to them and pretend they'd paid their original debt or their original debt. The whole thing is just, I don't know, it's ludicrous. And they couldn't pay 750 million, but they owe a total of 350 billion or 330 billion, something like that. 330 billion euros is what they owe. They couldn't pay 750 million last week, which is about 0.2% of their total debt. Now, if they couldn't cough up 0.2% of their total debt, what are the chances that they're going to be able to pay 99.8% of the debt, which is remaining? They're busted. They're broke.
But go buy some Greek stocks.
Yeah, go buy some Greek stock. Might be cheaper than toilet paper or something like that. It might be up 1%, but it's still cheaper than toilet paper.
So we'll see how they're going to come up with 6.7 billion in euros, which is about June 5th, a week from today.
I'm a little short. I won't be able to give Greece 7.5 billion. All right. So they're going to have to look elsewhere for a handout. But, you know, come on. People are.
The point of that story, Al, was their stocks went up.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you ever see the old movie? Oh, the English comedy. I'm thinking Saturday Night Live is going through my mind, but that's not what it is. What was the English group of English comedians? They had a program. I can't remember. In Search of the Holy Grail, in any case, and one of them gets into a fight with a black knight, and they chop off his arm, and he says he still wants to fight, and they chop off his other arm, and he wants to fight, and he chop off one leg, and then they chop off the other leg, and he still wants to fight. Come back here and fight. This is a little bit like Greece. Greece can't fight anymore. They're broke. They're busted. They don't have any arms and legs. You know, it's just ludicrous. The whole thing is silly. And you can only wonder how long it's going to be before somebody just says, hey, wait, this is silly. This is stupid. Let's just admit the truth of the matter and get on with it.
I get that, Al. The whole point was their stocks were up. Anyway, let's go to our stock market and our gold market. Of course, the dollar index rose significantly today, 0.89 at 97.28, which finally it had some with the rises of last week and today's increase in the USDX. Had some pressure on gold. We finally got it down $18 at $1,188.90. Silver was down 0.36 at $16.82. Platinum was down 23 at 11.28, but palladium did manage to be up $1 at 7.85. And crude oil a day took a beating, down 1.63 at 58.09. And the paper markets today was down about 250 on the day. They brought it back in the last hour of trade, down 190 at 18,041 on the Dow. The NASDAQ down 56 at 5,032, with the S&P down 21 at 2104. The yield broke down 0.08 at 20.14. I think it ended Friday at 2.22, around that area. The euro also broke down, of course, with the USDX trading stronger, 0.94 at 109. That was just recently as high as, 114, I believe, of last week. And pretty much, big reversals. Most of the NASDAQ components, they were down. Let's see if there was any other interesting news. As I mentioned, all the European markets were down, along with the London, the German, the CAC, Japan and Hong Kong. They were up slightly. And The reports out today, economic reports, orders to the U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods fell slightly in April. Now, I don't consider this total orders for durable goods slipped 0.5% from March. And, of course, when March they ordered had surged to 5.1%, so you had a little bit of a slip. They're blaming that on the Dow, the markets being lower. And then, of course, you had the oil and gas stocks. They were some of the biggest decliners as we saw the oil price fall. U.S. oil dropped at 1.69 or 2.8%. And, of course, we had the Greek drama, as we talked about. Here's an interesting information now. General Motors announces plans. They're going to spend $1.2 billion in upgrades at an Indiana pickup truck factory. Now, we all heard and everyone has said reports with the lower gasoline prices, you know, people are running out. They're buying the bigger trucks, trading in for their SUVs and, you know, all these high-powered pickup trucks. And GM is going to spend $1.2 billion on new facilities and technology at the Indiana factory. Now, this project was announced today, and it includes new painting facilities, an expanded body shop, and improvements to the truck assembly area at the factory near Fort Wayne that has about 3,800 workers. Now, GM says work on the project is expected to begin in June. It's going to take several years to complete. No plans for additional jobs were announced. But the project says they will enable the plant to continue producing top-quality trucks for years to come. GM made the announcement last month that it plans to invest $5.4 billion at its U.S. plants over the next 3 years. So that's a lot of money to be spending for no additional jobs. They are spending $5.4 billion for robotics,
yep.
I believe,
sure.
Which replaces jobs. And everybody's thinking, oh, well, the industry is doing so well. They're spending all this money. They'll be able to hire more people. Wrong. They'll be firing more people.
Yeah. That's a fact. That's exactly right. As they make more money, just as you're saying, they're not going to invest it in hiring more people.
Absolutely not.
They're going to invest it in hiring more robots.
Yep.
Which means more people are going out on unemployment.
Yep.
Or they're going to see a reduction in their pay as they learn the skill of flipping burgers at McDonald's. And even that, how long? I'm sure they're working on that. They'll have robots. You know, you're going to pull up to McDonald's, and it's just going to be a giant computerized box. There might be a place for you to sit. And you'll just say, I want a quarter pounder with cheese, and the machine will spit one out.
Well, Panera uses robotics for some of their restaurants and so forth, you know, in the back area producing, I'm sure, their breads and so forth. So it is already here. But what's interesting is this announcement all kind of coincides with the TPP trade agreements, and you kind of wonder how this all plays into all together. So they're already ramping up planning that it's going to be good for these multinational corporations. And, you know, heck with the American people.
I understand that.
They're happy with their three-day weekends and you know.
Yeah, it won't be long. You'll be getting a seven-day weekend.
Yep.
And then you'll be looking for a place to live and a place to eat and rest, that sort of thing. You'll be standing in line with the homeless at the bread line. Who will be among the last to be replaced by robots, Melody?
You and me.
That's right. Talk radio. But they'll get to it. I mean, they're going to have mechanical voices. And today the stock market was up 18.7 points.
Wow.
We will all be replaced. It may be that their robots will eventually build spaceships where they can move us all to Mars. We can start out all over on Mars and leave the Earth to the robots. What do you think, Bill?
Oh, maybe.
You don't think so?
Maybe. Hey, anything's possible in today's world. I just want to get to another one. You have Germany's Deutsche Bank. They're paying $55 million in SEC settlement over misstated reports during the 2008-2009.
They weren't lying or falsifying
information,
right?
Heck no. no, no. But they agreed. We're just going to pay you $55 million anyway, just so we could settle the civil charges against filing incorrect reports during the financial crisis that downplayed risks of huge losses. And of course, there's no criminal suit. There's no one is going to be held accountable. It's the bank as a whole that is certainly going to pay these fines, and you know, the GDP out there, the generally dumb public out there is good for the SEC. They're out there going after these big banks that were too big to fail. They're going after them, and they're having to pay, you know, all these millions and billions. I mean, $55 million is nothing compared to the billions of dollars that they made while they were misstating reports during the crisis and so forth. And if they misstated if they had actually did the real reporting, the true reporting during the crisis, we probably wouldn't have an $18,000 18,000 points on the Dow today. Our stock markets probably wouldn't have return to these levels, and there probably would have been some major banks and so forth that failed. And that was what we needed. We needed to have some things fail. We would have hit, I think,
reality.
Reality.
And in the final analysis, we'll do better with the painful truth than we will with the pleasant lies. We keep up with all the fun lies and the pleasant lies, keep up with it, and it will lead us to a place that's going to be catastrophic. We would be better to take small doses of painful truth from time to time. Might knock the market down, might keep everybody sensible. And we would be better off as a nation. But.
And I got one more. This is just one of my, it's just, I probably should save this tomorrow for when Wendy joins us, Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. But Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, say they're getting rid of artificial colors and flavors, making them the latest big food company scrambling to distance themselves from ingredients people might find unappetizing. Instead of black pepper flavor, they will actually start using black pepper. They're going to remove dye yellow number 6 from its nacho cheese. They're going to remove blue number 1 dye, will be removed from its avocado ranch dressing. And carmen, a bright pigment, will be removed from its red tortilla chips. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, folks, this is all image building. They're going to remove some of these ingredients just to make you think that, hey, you know, this stuff is all good to eat. They'll probably remove some of this stuff, but yet it's probably being replaced with something else that, you know, it is just actually not good for you. And it is true. What is black pepper?
We have black pepper.
What is flavoring?
Flavoring as opposed to black pepper. What it is it's a petroleum product.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what's left over after. It's a part they don't want after they extract the gasoline, the kerosene, the jet fuel, and the rest of that sort of thing. They've got some black gunk left over, and somebody said, you know, this tastes a lot like pepper. And somebody said, ha ha, we can make money off of that. So they're selling, you know, petroleum pepper tasting petroleum.
And what is genetically modified organisms?
Yeah, I understand.
And that was from Chipotle.
Frankenfood.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just.
I think it's a good thing. I think the report is a good thing. It may be that there's. It's not an ideal thing, but it's a step in the right direction. And it really does indicate that people are having an impact. Right? The people that are complaining about GMO foods and so on are having an impact that businesses are beginning to pay attention to, and they're beginning to realize they can sell more of their stuff if they remove some of these, you know, some of these chemicals, some of the dyes. I don't know that they can remove them all. I think if they hard to say, you know, can they make a decent product without, can they make a product that the public wants to eat without all those chemicals? You know, we've been addicted to those chemicals, or at least used to the flavor of those chemicals. I wonder What would happen if we just had a real hamburger made with real buns, made from real wheat and real cheese and so on? And we didn't, and there was no intervention by the U.S. petroleum industry. Could we, would we still want to eat that, Melody?
I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
We'll find out.
But I mean, yeah, it's all image building, and it's all the bottom line, Al.
Let's take a break for some commercials. Melody and I will be back on Financial Survival in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. Start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Folks, I'm Alfred Adisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Programs brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Melody?
I just wanted to remind the listeners to give us a call for all your gold, 1-800-375-4188. You just said that, Al. And to go to our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And one of the funniest headlines, it's not funny, it's so disgusting. You know, Amazon pays $16 million in tax in Germany. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it, Al? $16 million?
Doesn't sound like much to me.
But he made $12 billion in sales.
Yeah.
How's that work? Anyway.
I don't know. It's new math, probably. I'm not sure. I've got an odd little article here from the Washington Times. Now, I subscribe to the Washington Times, and I don't mean that I pay for it. I mean that I'm just signed up to get their daily reports over the internet. And they send me a news, they send me a collection of their news articles once or twice a day. But they do something called breaking news every once in a while. And you get it once a day, twice a day, sometimes not at all. But when something happens that they regard as important, they send it out all by itself. They send a little news article out all by itself, and they don't, it's not part of their newspaper, at least not yet. And I got one this morning under breaking news from the Washington Times, and the headline was U.S. Capitol being evacuated. And this came through, and I'm reading this. I downloaded the text in the time. This is 12:58 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26th. All right? Washington Times. And it says, police are evacuating the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday afternoon, though no reason was given. Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate the U.S. Capitol building, a loudspeaker blared. Streams of staffers and workmen exited, directed to the grass near the building, directed by police who showed urgency but no sense of immediate danger. The Capitol was fairly empty, with both chambers on a week-long Memorial Day vacation. Initially, staff were told only that the visitor center, the sprawling underground complex added to the Capitol a decade ago, was being evacuated, but the order was quickly expanded to include the whole building. I have seen no subsequent reports. I looked. Anything else in the news? I haven't seen anything else. It's been 2 hours anyway since I got this report. It appears true that the Capitol building was being evacuated early this afternoon. Why? Don't know. And I haven't seen any previous reports. So what do you think, Melody?
Oh, and usually they're, you know, I think they're, you know, would follow up with, if it was true, with some sort of a, mm-hmm. you know, this is what's happening, or if it was an error, this was an error.
Yeah, there should be something. What's going on here where the Capitol building is being evacuated? It's interesting stuff, and it may be
We'll keep watching the headlines.
It may be in response to a hoax. You know, we had half a dozen planes that landed in the last 24 hours coming into the country were apparently accompanied by U.S. fighter jets, because there were reports of that someone, an anonymous phone call, had said that the planes were going to be shot out of the air, bombed out of the air, something, I don't know. But the planes were threatened by anonymous telephone calls. They scrambled some jets to accompany the airplanes in, and they landed over a period of, I don't know, maybe a couple hours, half a dozen planes, which is not just six in a row, but over a couple of hours. It was all a hoax, apparently. There was no real problem. Maybe another hoaxster called up and told the people at the Capitol there's a bomb down in the visitor's center.
Well, we don't know. Sometimes it can just be an empty suitcase left somewhere, and that's enough for them to evacuate buildings anymore. So, or
congressman, nothing they hate. They hate more than an empty suitcase.
Well, you know, it's,
if you're going to leave a suitcase in Congress, make sure it's packed with $100 bills. Those are the kinds of suitcases they like to find.
Well, we'll keep following and see if we can't find something up. We still have a half hour left of the program, so that's something we can, you know, kind of keep and see if something doesn't pop up. Today, out of the Telegraph, there's the European head of Goldman Sachs Asset Management said that the world is drowning in debt. And with aging populations. Well, this is coming out of Goldman Sachs.
Well,
this
you can't fool them. They know about these
Goldman
things.
Sachs,
they're right there.
Yeah.
They're right there at the cutting edge of information, aren't they?
I mean, the Goldman Sachs is you know, part that creates the illusions. And, you know, again, it's, you know, when they come out and they make these types of statements, it goes against their, you know, for who they are and so forth. But they're talking about the global population, and they're talking about how old the aging population. And we know what happens to aging populations. They kind of like to eliminate. They will eliminate the aging population.
It's doing that all on its own, Melody. You let them age long enough, and they tend to go away.
I don't think people are aging fast enough for their likes.
Well,
so, you know, it's just, so, you know, some might comply.
But it's interesting.
It is a warning. It's coming out with a warning of a group that is part of the elite, part of the agenda, part who created the situation, and they're coming out with this warning. It's certainly not cutting edge news,
it's coming out.
It's
an admission of truth, and when they start admitting the truth all by itself, that at least you can infer from that the end may be near. These people will start telling the truth about, a month or 6 weeks or who knows, several months before the rat trap snaps. And then they'll say, see, we told you, we warned you. We've been warning people about this debt thing for 5 years at least. I don't know how long it's
been. We've been talking about it for 20 years.
Goldman Sachs is at it. Well, how about that?
Jeez. The minute we went on a fiat currency, here we are today. So we've been talking a lot longer than just 5 years. And this is what happens when you have a fiat currency. Here we are. And it won't get any better. It'll continue to erode. And if people don't do anything, well, they can just say goodbye to their standard of living.
We have a little information from Frank, our producer. He says that ABC News reports, quote, faulty fan smoke blamed in brief evacuation of U.S. Capitol. That may be exactly the truth. One of the things about it, though, is that still, I'm reading a last paragraph from the article from the Washington Times, which said still construction workers continued working on the exterior of the dome, which is facing massive renovation, for another 20 minutes when a series of sirens went off, followed by blasts on an air horn, and those workers began to make the climb down. If it's true that a faulty fan and smoke within the building is blamed on evacuating the building, we kind of wonder, why are they evacuating the exterior of the building? Did the interior fan and the smoke inside the building, did it reach up onto the dome of the building? Is that what happened? I'm not, it's one of those things that strikes me as a little bit suspicious, doesn't prove anything one way or another. And I can remember a report back probably 18 months, 2 years ago, where it was initially reported that there was a gunfight going on in a parking lot in Washington, D.C., and later on it was reported that it was nothing but automobile backfire. I think the gunfight happened. I can't prove it. I think the gunfight happened, and the government just said, we'll just dismiss it as... I think it happened, and it wasn't just privatized thugs. I think some sort of a squabble was going on that involved members of government, and at least one side was government agents shooting at another side, and I don't know. Where do you get the truth, Melody? Here's a little truth that's at least kind of interesting. And this is from AFP. It says, India heat wave kills 800 as capital's roads melt. Hyderabad, India. At least 800 people have died in a major heat wave that has swept across India, melting roads in New Delhi as temperatures neared 50 degrees Celsius, 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Hospitals were on alert to treat victims of heat stroke, and authorities advised people to stay indoors with no end in sight to the searing conditions. When the roads start to melt, Melody, that means it's pretty hot out. I don't know what they're making those roads out of, but that's impressive.
I'm sure in Dallas you've had roads that are, in the summertime, the macadam gets soft to the point where it's melty.
They do, but I mean,
In Arizona.
I used to do roof work back years ago, and I'd work in 130 degree temperatures. During the day, I worked with a torch, and the torch would heat up. In the sun, it was 110 degrees outside. And then I've got the sun beating down on me, and turn this torch on. The torch would generate a ball of flame side of the size of a more than a bushel basket. And the result was I was actually working in about 130-degree temperature during the day. I'd lose a pound an hour on the roof. Drink all the water I could choke down. I'd still lose a pound an hour while I was on the roof. It was hot. But the roads didn't melt.
And the roof didn't melt. It was, you know,
in Arizona. No, they get soft.
Yeah,
I
understand.
I mean, I've walked in heels on soft McKinney where you sink down a half an inch to a quarter inch in high heels. Yeah, that's melting. I mean, you know.
That reminds me of the tar pits in L.A. You don't want to walk through the tar pits. You find women trapped in the tar pits that tried to walk through in high heels. I understand. It's one of the first things they teach you when you move to L.A. In any case, in the future, we may say, instead of it's hotter than heck, we may say it's hotter than India when we refer to the heat.
Well, there was just a release. The IRS has supposedly been hacked. Again, no big surprise, I guess, to anything being hacked anymore. Uh-huh. More than 100,000 exposed. And, of course, kind of wonder which 100,000 were exposed. Were they all conservatives, Al?
I don't know if they were conservatives, but they undoubtedly had a little bit of money. They were at least able to pay their income tax bills, which means they have some money someplace, which makes them a target. 100,000? If you could crack into 100,000 bank accounts, I don't know. I mean, if they had $1,000 apiece, that's $1 million.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just one more thing, and then we can talk about some other things. Just, it was a very, Memorial Day. I saw the Baltimore, Chicago. I mean, it's like people are just going crazy anymore, Al.
Well, they're under a lot of stress. Plus, the government, when you say the people that are going crazy, we're talking about minorities. And the government has had a program that they call entitlements. And these entitlements have been ongoing for most of my lifetime. It started up back at least in the 60s. And they said, some people, you're entitled to special payments from the government because of your great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave, or the color of your skin. Or, look, the truth of the matter, when you convince people that they are entitled to special treatment because of previous injustice suffered by them or even their ancestors, you're opening the door. You're creating a mindset. They're saying, oh, I'm entitled, I'm entitled. And now here they are, and they say they're entitled. They've been taught to believe they're entitled, and guess what? The government doesn't have enough money to give them everything they think they're entitled to. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm not sure there's something more going on than just entitlements, Al.
No,
there's something much bigger. There's something much bigger going on and deeper going on than, just whether they're entitled to these things. But I think it's part of the problem, and it's part of how the problem was addressed to begin with. And again, we look back to, the number of jobs that have been lost there, for folks with high school educations, and there's nothing for anybody to do.
I get that.
And it's so it is a bigger and deeper, and we're going to see these problems grow. You're going to see more violence in these cities, and that violence is going to spread out.
And I wonder if it will cause us to have an actual open and honest discussion about racial issues in this country. Because if it does, somebody's going to have to justify affirmative action.
I don't think it's so much that we need to have open discussions.
I do.
On our racial situations, we need to have open discussions on what is happening to this country. We talk about the lack of morals. We talk about, what's right and what's wrong. I mean, you have all these shootings across, these major cities, and yet you'd have to say some of these policemen are being put in a position where, hey, did these murders happen because police didn't do anything? Because they get called. I mean, these are the issues that have to be discussed, something much bigger than just racial issues. We should be discussing why the jobs are leaving. We should be discussing why the president got, expanded powers to promote the TPP.
I agree.
But nothing
is
done. Nothing is said. Those are the issues that need to be talked about.
Well, maybe they will after we burn a couple more cities to the ground, or at least sections of cities.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you never can tell. Things may get so bad in this country that the government finally says, well, we can't, we're going to have to tell the people the truth. It could come to that. Now, I know that's a fantastic idea, Melody, that the government would actually feel obligated to tell us the truth, but it's not inconceivable. It could happen. Sounds like a science fiction movie. The day the government told the truth. It'll be like spaceships landing from Mars or something like that. Let's take another break for our last set of commercials. I'm Alfred Adisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
A heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Adisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Got an article here from Investors.com, which is interesting to me. I don't think, you know, Investors.com, I would assume they have a Republican slant, conservative slant. Nevertheless, Investors.com doesn't sound like a source where we should expect politics so much as we see economics. And yet the headline is Hillary Clinton's damning emails could end her candidacy. You know, this is, the story isn't news exactly. Anyone who's looked at this understands that Hillary's stack of hidden emails that involve Benghazi, for example, where 4 Americans died while Hillary sat back and did nothing. And there's a lot of people that believe that she and or Obama could have done something to save these men's lives. They did nothing. They just let them die. There are email that will allegedly help to confirm their indifference to the loss of American lives. We'll watch and see if those actually emerge or not. But the article that I have includes a photograph that's got Hillary, and she's just got this deer in the headlights look on her face, like, you know, she's amazed that she could be in trouble for this stuff. You know, she's just surprised by the whole thing. Now, and the article says now that 350 pages of Hillary Clinton's carefully selected emails have been gifted to the New York Times, Americans can see just how badly the former Secretary of State botched the job in Libya and elsewhere. Clinton went to extraordinary lengths to keep her supposedly public emails. She was a public employee, after all, private. She kept them in an account outside the Department of State system on her own server in her own home. And she had more than one account. All of these acts are breaches of State Department rules. I'm wondering about the use of the word rules. Do you suppose that means laws? Is that what they mean, State Department rules? Are they laws? And if so, has Hillary broken the law? Or still, when the email suddenly became an issue and Congress asked to see them, she conveniently erased a hard drive. You know, by accident. Then in a Nixon-like move, I mean, these guys are, not pulling any punches. She agreed to hand over 30,000 emails to the State Department, but she printed them, forcing the State Department to spend 5 weeks redigitizing them, according to the Washington Post. The email dump only scratches the surface. The State Department handed over just 850 pages of emails to the House Select Committee on Benghazi, and someone leaked about 350 pages to the New York Times. Even so, the emails are damning, both of Clinton's conduct as a public official and her character, and they give us certain examples and so on. That essentially conclude that she's in big trouble. And I think that's true. And there was a point in time when she responded to the deaths of the four men in Benghazi, and they weren't easy deaths. I mean, there have been photographs of at least one of those men. He'd been tortured. And you can see he's screaming. All right. He did not die easy. I don't know if that applied to all four of them, but it applied to at least one of them. They died hard, and somebody could have tried to save them, and no one did. And Hillary was famously quoted making a stupid offhand remark, where she talks about, what does it matter? You know, it's all done. It's water under the bridge. Who cares? Well, I think she's beginning to see that Benghazi matters, if only because it's likely to cost Hillary her shot at the presidency. I think the tide of information against Hillary is rising. I think people will increase, whoever her supporters are, I think they're bound to become increasingly discouraged. And now Hillary is going to be roasted, kind of a slow roasting on the presidential candidate's spit. Until she finally just reaches a point where it's all right, I quit. And I think that's going to happen. And we saw a report today. Another candidate from the Democrat Party from Vermont, I don't remember his name, he's declared he may enter the Democrat presidential nominations race. He is allegedly from the left of Hillary on the political spectrum. But he says he's going to enter the presidential sweepstakes. And I think we're going to see more and more candidates as they smell blood in the water. I mean, if Hillary's going to be bounced out of the election, it's going to be wide open. Who's ahead if Hillary falls out of the election? Who's in, you know, anybody can win. And this goes back to Bill Clinton's election to be president. He was just an obscure governor in a year when it was believed that there was no way that George Bush Sr. wasn't going to be reelected. Sure thing. Nobody wanted to run against him. And Bill Clinton said, what the heck, I'll take a shot at it. The next thing you know, things happened, and Bill wound up being elected president. He was an incredible long shot. I mean, it was just a kind of foolishness. He said, I'll take a shot, what the heck. But he got lucky, and circumstances put him in the White House. The same thing can happen in 2016. It's hard to, right now,
who do we really suppose is ahead? And even Hillary's preeminence up until now it's been shaky. It's been, sure, she was number one. She appeared to be number one in the, you know, in the polls for some time. But it wasn't the sort of thing where everybody was yelling, yay, Hillary. They just weren't yelling for anyone else. If she's going to fall out, this is going to be a wide open election. And it may well be that before we're done, whoever gets elected president might be a name that none of us currently recognize, or virtually none of us, you know. Might not even be on the political radar just yet. We may yet see a dark horse come into the campaign, and who can say? Then what? Where are we going? What do we need? We might even find somebody who wants to do what's right for the American people. Now, again, that's, you know, crazy talk, fantastic talk. I know that's contrary to all of our real experience in politics. The reason we elect politicians is so they can betray us by voting for special interests who give them money. That appears to be the way the real system works nowadays, but who can say for sure? We may have an election in 2016 that is so strange that we might even elect somebody who's more interested in doing what's right for the American people than he is in doing what's financially best for himself or what's best for special interests. What else, Melody? Turn the mute button off, Melody.
I have it off, but you got me. You got me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But
I told you, see, you weren't going to say anything. I told you, I warned you, do not challenge me. I'll get you to talk on this last section of the program.
Anyway, yes, it'll be interesting, and we'll see what happens to the Democratic Party. But you know,
well, Republicans,
it's just, yeah. I mean, the Republicans. I mean, are you kidding me? They don't have a chance in 2016. Not after they went through this last election, promising, oh, you know, Obama is not going to have a chance in heck to do anything, and then they're the biggest flip flops that I've ever seen in my. You know, in following these politicians for a long time. I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
No, I know.
No, the Republicans, they're not going to get voted in this next election.
Well, they're going to, some of them are going to be elected, of course, but we'll see what kind of power.
I'm talking about the presidentials, you know. I just can't even imagine there'll be a serious contender.
But who's going to vote for a Democrat? I mean, that's the problem we face right now. Where are you going to find a candidate that you can really trust? Come on, I'm going to get someone to run as a Democrat. How many people in the audience say, okay, I'll trust him, he's a Democrat? Not many. How many people are going to just sit back and say, well, I'll trust this other guy, he's a Republican, you can trust
him? Which means it's
can't. We all know
person.
Either one of these political parties to do what's best for the American people.
The person who has the chance of winning the election for the president will be someone like Donald Trump, because he's not a Republican and he's not a Democrat.
I agree with you 100%.
And people will pay attention to them. They will pay attention just like they did to Ross Perot. So yeah, your Rand Pauls, your Rubios, your Bushes and so forth. People aren't going to pay any attention to those guys.
I don't think
Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump will bring some attention to the table.
And
but will they be able to laugh him off, though? Will they be able to take him seriously?
Yeah, I could take Trump seriously. I could take him as seriously as I take Obama. I mean, God knows if Obama can be elected after being what? A community activist or something like that?
I'm going to run Ruby.
Organizer? He can be president of the United States. Anybody can be a president of the United States. All right? Anybody. And there's a good chance that Obama wasn't even born in this country. Then he can be president of the United States. Then who can't be president? Anybody can make it, Melody. You could run for president. You might be able to make it this year, this next election. Hard to say. You know, it's one of those things, the only people who can't win are the people who don't run for the office. And after that, you don't know. And it would be, I mean, everybody is waiting for Donald Trump.
And wait a minute, Al. What do you mean?
You're fired. All right.
Hey.
How many times have Supreme Court justices, congressmen, senators, bureaucrats, you know, we're going to wait to see if he does his apprentice routine from the White House, and at least we'll get a good laugh. We might not have a good president, but we'll get a good laugh.
And what do you mean, Al? Even you, Melody, could win.
Yeah. If you run. You know, the only people who can't win are the ones who don't run. When you look at any candidate that's running, you can sit back and say, well, he or she doesn't stand a snowball's chance. Well, maybe it's true. But they have a better chance than 317 million people.
But right? I think
half a dozen, 10 people might have a better chance than one particular. But if you got your hat in the ring, you got a shot.
I think the problem with Donald Trump, why he won't get elected, is, I mean, he really does call the shots. You know, he pretty much, you know, he does tell the truth to at least what is perceived to be the truth anymore. And I don't think people can handle that.
I think they can.
You think?
Yep. And I think
you can handle the truth.
Oh, yes, I can. What's growing increasingly is that our government can't handle its own lies. The government is so awash in market manipulation and economic manipulation. I've got, you know, it's too late to get into these articles now, but I had three articles for today, might get into them tomorrow, whatever, where people are pointing out, here the headline from one, the Fed can't grow the economy. They don't have the proper tools anymore. Second headline is Bill Gross, stocks bond. Bubbles to pop as bull market ends. He thinks the economy's going down, but he's in the way he promotes the idea. He's saying it way well. He senses this. He'll probably end. He suggests this. He doesn't know what's going on. Goldman Sachs is entirely right about economic growth. They are saying that maybe we're growing more than we think we're growing right now. They're making that argument, The reason they're saying that is because they're saying nobody really knows what's going on. They're saying we need new means to figure out how this economy works. And the sum of these three articles, and we've talked about this on the program in a time or two in the past, is that nobody is in control. The whole thing is moving like a giant ship of state. The economy, it's moving, it has momentum, it's headed in a particular direction, but it turns out nobody's at the bridge controlling the wheel, nobody's steering. It's just the momentum is carrying the economy, and we are no longer, the government is no longer really in control, which means what? It means nobody really knows what's going to happen next. That's point one. But point two, if the government has really lost control of the economy, does that mean we're back to a free market? Does it mean that we are no longer in a manipulated market? Are we now subject to the truth? And I wonder how many people, there's a truth, there's something when you talk about people can't handle the truth. Wait till we get the truth about the markets. If the government is no longer control, it is entirely possible that the Dow Jones is going to fall to a price that is commensurate with reality rather than whatever the government has declared. And I wonder how many people want to handle that particular truth. But if the government has lost control, then maybe we really have something like a free, and that means unpredictable, uncontrollable market on our hands. And if that's the case, everybody better buckle up, because we may be in for a very bumpy ride. I'm Alfred Adusk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. I want to thank all of you for listening. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank the producer. Bye-bye.
Seems to be a single penny left for me.